Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the mall. I can't get enough of it.
Let's go to the mall, everybody!
Yes, we should. Let's get a bus with Billy on it.
Come on, Jessica.
Come on, Jessica. Come on, Billy P.
To the mall.
You should see Mia. Mia's in there grooving. Jamming. Let's go to the mall. Let's go to the mall.
Ooh, ooh. Party. With the dudes. With the Trumpto.
Go to the mall. Today. Okay. That song, was that just last night they made this? No. Why am I playing it? This is why. This is Bill Peduto from yesterday. We're going to rehash this, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. Listen to this.
What we're seeing is an increase in homelessness, addiction, and in a rapid increase in panhandling happening in every city around this nation, because we lack any domestic policy to address those issues. Why you see so many people downtown is because this is where the services are provided. This isn't the playground for the rich.
Yeah.
We have seen an uptick in 2019 of violent crime in downtown.
You do it by facts, not by innuendo.
That's right.
You do it by looking at statistics.
Yeah.
You do it by looking at businesses to see if they're succeeding.
Yeah.
You do it by looking at crime trends, and you realize that there will be cycles. You will see poor people. You will see minorities. You will see people who are asking for help downtown. If you don't expect to see it, go to a shopping mall.
Exactly. Thus the song. Go down the mall, or up the mall, or out to the mall. Except for in Monroeville Mall, because there was a shooting outside Monroeville Mall last night. Okay, so why am I regurgitating this for folks who think we're piling on the poor mayor? I'll tell you why. So he said that. That's an interview. There's no convoluting that. There's no spinning it. There's no twisting it. Right? Just isn't. Here's what Peduto says last night. He won't respond to any of my, Brian says I ask questions like an 8-year-old, pretty smart 8-year-old. And if you don't like it, Brian, don't listen. Go to the mall, man. Seriously. Go to the mall. You're probably pretty good at video games. So last night, following the interview with Delano, where he said, downtown's not a playland for the rich. Okay. And then he said that we should all go to the mall if we don't like it. The panhandling and the crime downtown. Okay. Here's how he responds. He would not respond to me. And I guess I understand why now. I texted him several times. First time I texted him, I said, look, they're moving my show back to 9. I'd like to have you on from time to time. That's it. Nothing. That was over a week ago. Nothing. Now, I would suggest to you that the mayor's too busy, except I've had him in here in the studio. He spent the entire show sending out tweets. I'm not kidding. The entire show sending out tweets. Okay? So, yesterday I texted him. Would you like to respond regarding the downtown situation in your comments? Not one response. No comment. Not a blankety blank you. Nothing at all. Fine. But here's what he says. If KDKA wants to spin it that way for clicks, not much I can do, but will never respond directly to that type of tactic. What tactic is that, sir? tactic is that? You tell the general public they should stay away from downtown and go to the mall if they don't like the stabbings, shootings. Huh? What tactic is that? That's the best way the mayor can respond. And by the way, he ducked John Delano yesterday. Delano wanted to say, do you have anything to add to your comments? So now he's mad at Delano because Delano interviewed him. Go JD. It made me think of another politician, and then this came up several times. Folks are comparing Peduto to Trump. Spoiled, narcissistic, stubborn, know-it-all syndrome. Seriously. Are they alike? I think they are. Here we go. He's not a leader. His head has always been in the clouds. That's from a big-time downtown business owner. I have a safe building, and I'm safe downtown. But we're always looking for ways. This is from a big-time business owner downtown. Always looking for ways to discourage the begging and sleeping in the streets. When you welcome and invite it, that's the wrong message. That's what this business owner says. Telling people to go to the malls when we have tax-paying businesses struggling to keep their doors open inside the core is just the wrong message. And shows are being aired. Every bad story is a black mark against dining and recreation downtown. How about that? And he says, if you think about it, Peduto, Trump, and Antonio Brown all suffering from the same self-inflated disconnect from reality. It does not make our world a better place and leads to the multiple public discussions of stupidity and the inability to own up to it. So the mayor said, spot on, by the way, from that business owner, who I will not name because he doesn't want me to. Here's how Peduto responds to telling all of us to go to the mall. Hey, if KDKA wants to spin it that way for clicks, not much I can do, but we'll never respond directly to that type of tactic. What do you think, folks? Bill Padrumpto? Bill Padrumpto. Bill Padrumpto. Bill, P-E-T-R-U-M-P-D-O. Does it fit? Let's talk about it. 866-391-1020. And shouldn't he respond? Shouldn't he explain? 866-391-1020. One of my close friends, open marijuana use in the middle of the day all throughout downtown. I personally witness it at least once a week. It's all day long, man. And Peduto says, so? And he's told the cops, don't arrest people for panhandling. Aggressive panhandling is against the law. What does Peduto say about all this? It's spin. He makes those comments, tells folks to go to the mall, and here's how he responds. Hey, if KDK wants to spin it that way for clicks, what's that mean? For clicks? Not much I can do, but we'll never respond directly to that type of tactic. What do you respond to, sir? Twitter. So he has the time to sit up all night. He fought with firefighters and city folks about this. One guy says, it wasn't quite a spin, sir. It was your words. If you want to backpedal, then backpedal fully. Don't act like you didn't say it. He'll spend all night jacking with people on Twitter, but he won't call. He won't do interviews. So the notion that I don't respond, sure you do. Sure you do. And he's not afraid of me, and he's a busy guy. It's not about me. It's about the city. But acting like an adult. It's bizarre. Why wouldn't he take this head on and say, look, I misspoke. Instead of saying it's spin. What spin, man? What spin? Fiona, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Marty. This mayor is, the only way I can describe him is perverse. The services that are offered downtown have always been offered downtown.
Thank you.
It's not something that's new.
By the way, so you understand where she's coming from. So you understand where she's coming from. He said the only reason all this happens downtown is that's where all the services are, which, by the way, is not true as well. Continue, please.
Yep. He wants to turn the downtown into a halfway house for criminals.
He does.
He wants to turn the downtown into a psych ward for any crazy that wants to go down there. and he wants to turn it into a rehab center for the drug addicts. So he might as well put out a big sign. What this has done is he's killing the businesses downtown.
He is.
And this started a long time ago, and it's the big smokescreen that we have here in Pittsburgh. The smokescreen was, first we wanted to, you know, we ruined the retail downtown because, oh, we can charge parking like they do in New York City. No, you can't. And so little by little, retail dwindled away. Then businesses began to leave downtown, and so we had to hide that too. So we changed the office buildings into apartment buildings, which probably have less than 50% occupancy rate. Then,
no, the occupancy rate downtown, by the way, the downtown real estate.
I may be inaccurate, but there are a lot of these apartment buildings. Well, let's take Railroad Street.
Okay, let's move on. Downtown is.
Hold on.
I'm not going to allow you. Stop.
Okay.
I'm not going to allow you to get off track. The business model, there's billions of dollars in development downtown. Billions.
Okay. Business model is downtown. Now, I drove downtown about a month and a half ago, probably between a couple of blocks closer to the river. And I saw 12 empty storefronts. Yeah. What does that say about our downtown?
Downtown
area?
Is doing really well. You're on this pedestal and you're not being accurate, and we're going to move on. There are thousands of people moving downtown. It's changed dramatically from the time when I was a kid and it was a ghost town. So the notion that it's a ghost town is, it's not fair. Let's try to be fair about this. But this does hurt downtown businesses. Ask them. I had them all over the place yesterday. Sue in Homestead, go ahead.
Marty, why are you getting into political stuff for the city?
It's because it's my city and it's my home and people live here and he's destroying it. That's why. And I'm going to continue to do it.
Why would you say he is? Who are you backing up for the next mayor that will destroy it, or the one before him, or the one before? Why don't you leave the man alone?
Why does he not tell? So you think everybody should go to the mall?
No.
You think drug addicts and homeless people?
That's what he meant.
What did he mean? Now you're going
to
tell me what he meant.
Downtown, go to the mall, and you'll see what's doing at the mall. They're sitting on the floors in the malls or outside panhandling. That's how he meant it. He didn't mean go to the mall.
Oh, so now you work for the mayor? You're a spokesman for the mayor?
No, I'm just saying, why politically would you even want to get involved with him?
You're not listening to me, and because you're not listening to me, I'm not talking to you. If you want to talk to me, if you want to listen, do it. But if you don't, I'm not going to listen to you. Same as the other woman who kept saying downtown's a ghost town. Not listening to it. If you don't want the truth, don't call this show. Okay? It's that simple. I'm not that difficult. It's just not that difficult. Sharon, go ahead.
Marty, I think you're overreacting to this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
The panhandlers have been downtown since it's been there.
No,
there's never been a
No,
big
it's not true.
What he said,
it's jumped through the roof. Hold
why
on.
Isn't it?
I'm going to speak.
Okay,
whether you work downtown or not,
I'm
not going to let you speak of stuff that's not true.
Well,
five stabbings
what,
in the last month,
true?
Including a woman stabbed to death in the neck. That didn't happen every day.
Okay. What I'm going to say is
a major increase in crime.
I think you're out of line when you're telling people where he goes. Go to Cappy's. Go to his home.
That's public fact. That's public fact. He drinks there every night. He drinks there every night.
If people were to do that,
yeah.
If people were to do that, and you cause a problem,
yeah.
you're the one that's. Setting all of this up.
He has
You're
five cops. He has five
it.
Cops with
You're
him at all times.
Line.
He's a big boy. He'll be fine. If you want to defend the mayor drinking at Cappy's every night, which he has a right to do, it's public knowledge. It's been in every single newspaper. It's in every single media outlet. He said it here that he drinks at Cappy's. He's made it public. That's not accurate, ma'am. You want to defend the mayor, defend with the facts. The facts are there have been five stabbings downtown in a month, a fatal stabbing. There's been a dramatic rise in crime downtown. They have now have horses downtown. They now have cops downtown, extra cops, because of the aggressive panhandling and the muggings downtown. Don't tell me there's no crime downtown. Look, if the mayor wants his campaign folks to call in, the lines are open for them all day long. But just try to come. Quit bringing a squirt gun to a gun battle. Doesn't work. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, welcome back, man. I haven't heard you in so long. It's a refreshing morning when I can turn the radio on and hear you, my friend.
Thanks, God brother.
Speak. Hey, there's a crime stats show that There is an uptick downtown. They try to use the murder rates down. It doesn't work because the assault rate is up. Our medics are fixing people and saving lives at a higher rate than anything else. But that doesn't have anything to do with downtown. What's going on is it's depolicing.
Right on.
There is the model in Chicago and San Francisco and Portland is to talk about the homeless and panhandlers and their freedom. What he misunderstands is there is a separation between homelessness and people with mental illness and criminal activity.
Right.
You still have to address it. And the police officers are afraid to do their jobs because they know that they don't have the backup of the administration at the very top.
Right on.
They told the Downtown Partnership in a meeting shortly after I retired that they weren't going to enforce minor laws.
Can you hang on, Tony? I want to hear from you. Hold on. All right?
Yeah.
I need to hear the by the way, this is from a guy who knows. This guy was a cop forever, and he worked down on that madness.
What we're seeing is an increase in homelessness, addiction, and in a rapid increase in panhandling happening in every city around this nation because we lack any domestic policy to address those issues. Why you see so many people downtown is because this is where the services are provided. This isn't the playground for the rich.
We have seen an uptick in 2019 of violent crime in downtown.
You do it by facts, not by innuendo. You do it by looking at statistics. You do it by looking at businesses to see if they're succeeding. You do it by looking at crime trends, and you realize that there will be cycles. You will see poor people. You will see minorities. You will see people who are asking for help downtown. If you don't expect to see it, go to a shopping mall.
Peduto responds on Twitter. He won't respond to any media members. So to suggest he doesn't have the time is silly. He spends his whole day on Twitter. Hey, if KDK wants to spin it that way for clicks, yeah, we're chasing clicks here, sir. Not much I can do, but we'll never respond directly to this type of tactic. Tony, retired Pittsburgh cop, you live this. Jump in here, please.
Oh, that's how I spent the last years of my career was working downtown, starting when they opened the New Market Square. It was just loaded with all of the things that we're talking about. There are laws that are specifically designed to deal with panhandling, aggressive panhandling, obstructing walkways, obstructing business doorways, obviously, people that have addictions, people with mentally ill. You know, our officers, all of them have 40-hour training in crisis intervention.
Nice.
They know how to identify people with mental illness. They know where to take them. There's a Resolve Crisis Network that takes all people that need help, regardless of their situation. The problem is the administration's told the officer that they aren't going to support the enforcing of smaller, the lesser crimes, the minor crimes.
And what does this, really Tony, matter. What does this create downtown? Mayhem.
Absolute mayhem. He could put 10 mini stations down there. When the police are told not to enforce the laws, when you start qualifying crime, it creates confusion with the officers. And that comes straight from the top of the leadership. He does not do it. He does not have the ability to withstand any kind of special interest outcry. If there's a police officer down there arresting somebody with mental illness, he has to answer for it. Instead of creating the correct answers of, we are going to use the diversionary techniques that are only available through the justice system. You arrest somebody that has a mental illness or that's in need, you can direct them through the justice system into the help they need.
What's the message he sends, Tony, when he says, go to the mall? What's the message he sends to every cop and every citizen, sir?
That he's only concerned with himself, that you're on your own, and we're not going to be there for you. Vote for me because I like being the mayor. But as far as small business is concerned, he's just leaving them out to dry and then telling the police, well, they should do your jobs. What are they supposed to do?
Right.
As soon as they get in some kind of scuffle, they're left on their own to defend themselves. Just like you ask your narcotics detectives to go investigate a bar where the Pagans, the biggest crime organization in the area, are trying to overtake it, and you get into a fight with the Pagans. Like, that's what you expect your undercover detectives do, is challenge the Pagans. Well,
we're getting off base, buddy. We're getting off base. Downtown.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Downtown, they're telling officers not to make arrests for panhandling, and they say, well, it's aggressive panhandling. You say, don't make arrests for panhandling. So they don't. They don't. Why would they, Tony? Why would they?
Well, cops aren't stupid.
Right.
They do nothing but face problems if they start addressing these smaller actions, because if I ask you for ID and you tell me no, what's my next level? I either walk away or I tell you I'm going to take you before the magistrate.
Right.
And then it becomes a physical issue, and they don't support that. The mayor does not support that. He's drawn the line. He said he's not going to equate mental illness, people with mental illness, homelessness, or addiction with crime. But a lot of times they go together and they have to be addressed, or else we have what you're looking at right now downtown.
And Tony, he's in a bubble, man. He travels in a car, he has a driver, and he has cops surrounding him all the time. He doesn't live this.
Well, that's his own, you know, that's his personal decision, and the weight of the people have to come down on him for that. You know, the police operate the way that they are directed
right
to
on.
And the way that they know they can survive.
Right on.
I feel bad for these businesses because they're crying for help. I mean, they're in the newspapers coming out against their mayor because he refuses to help them.
Tony, you're the best. Thanks, brother.
Hey, Marty, take care, bro. God bless.
Guy's spot on. For all the women calling the apologists for the mayor, what do you say to a cop that lived it? Lines are open for you. Richard, go ahead.
Thanks a lot for taking my call, Marty. I was going to hit this in a second, my second point, but regarding the women, I had a business downtown, 14 employees, not counting myself. 9 of them were female. After I attended 2 of those meetings that Tony spoke of, and I decided it's time to go.
Whoa.
Because when you try to erase that blue line, or you minimize that blue line, and Tony got into the specifics, but when you're in trouble, whether it's society, whether it's our downtown Pittsburgh. But I took a vote of my employees, and it was 11-3. Every single female voted to relocate.
Why?
Because I didn't want to, you know, as the owner.
Why? Well, but why, though? Why did they want to relocate?
Safety. Bottom line was safety. Okay, bottom line was safety. 2, more or less, went with the group.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you ask me about those who voted. However, 7 basically said safety. They were seen because they eat down there. A lot of times they'll go shopping because they're downtown, so they got to pick something up.
Right.
So it's not just going from the garage to my business.
Right.
And, you know, for him, well, I'm not going to take the time there. The other thing is, whether you like Trump or not, he has done something in his life, you know, to put himself where he is.
I'm not
today.
Getting into Trump. Like, I'm not. This is completely unrelated to Trump. I could care less about Trump. I appreciate your input. I appreciate that you had to move your business because your employees were afraid. It just underlines the point. The small business owner is the one that gets stepped on here. We were blown up yesterday with small business owners saying, I'm fighting these people physically in my business. And the cops are told don't arrest them. Fighting them physically. How about Bill Sawyer, my buddy, saying he was sitting at Pork and Beans, the barbecue place they have outdoor seating, and a homeless person grabbed the food from his plate while he's eating dinner outside. That's a problem. That's not aggressive panhandling. That's a crime, and no one is arrested. At the end of the day, the mayor knows this. Puduto, he doesn't have to answer to anyone. We haven't had a Republican mayor since 1934, and not as if a Republican would make a difference, but the truth is, a Democrat will not challenge him. He doesn't have to do anything. He can say anything. He can do anything. He can ignore everybody but Twitter. He's doing the Trump thing, man. It just is. You might not want to hear that, but he's Petrumpto. Bill Petrumpto. He communicates on Twitter. He doesn't talk to the media unless you snag him outside a meeting. And when he creates some sort of mess, he denies it, which he did here. He said, we spun this. I spun this. What's the spin, bro? As my kid would say, hey, bro, what's a spin, Dad? I mean, this is what it is. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Marty. Yeah, you know, there's sort of a conundrum they've got going here on what's going to work. And I don't think the Pittsburgh Council, as well as the mayor, is really up to it. I'm 84, Marty, okay?
Yeah.
Worked down Pittsburgh for, I'd say, 30 of my almost 40 years for major corporations. And downtown used to be a place to go. Now, to have people moving downtown, that's fine. But a lot of the small business and stuff that I would probably go to in those days is being converted to apartments, which is fine, but it's not something I want to go downtown for and make it a viable place, because the traffic downtown and back in, as you well know yourself, I think you're up there, the old days, you wanted to go downtown at Christmas time because you want to go to the Kauffman.
What's your point about today, though, Tom? What's your point?
Well, the point is today, they're not looking at this as like an ecological balance that has changed. If you want to get people downtown, it's not the same way that you did it in the old days.
Well, now, it's not either. There's 15,000 people living down there. There's $3 or $4 billion in investment. The development isn't the issue. And people are going down there. It's managing a crisis. By the way, Tony nailed it, the police officer. What they decided to do is what they're doing in San Francisco, in Portland. Let the homeless crap, literally, on the sidewalk. Let them urinate, literally, on the sidewalk. Don't mess with them. Okay, good luck with that. Because what happens, anyone with a nickel eventually says, I ain't living down there. I'm not putting my people down there, as you heard the small business owner who left. Robin, go ahead.
Hi, Marty. It's Rob and Haley's mom. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. How are you, gorgeous?
I love you.
Thank
we love you.
You.
We're so glad you're back at 9. Hey, all I want to say is Petrumpto or Peduto, whatever you want to call him, he just better hope that all aggressive panhandlers and homeless people are registered to vote.
Well, no, here's what's happened in America.
Yeah.
The young millennials are so, so progressive that they love this. And they're the biggest fear of the politicians today. I talked to a big-time politician who said, I'm not coming on your show right now. I'm worried about this, the progressives, that they'll go against me. So they don't care about me and you anymore. They're worried about the progressives that, quite frankly, probably won't vote, but they love what... They think that everybody should be able to do anything unencumbered, and they love Peduto, and that's what he's buying into.
I can't believe because he's just wrong.
He's wrong. He's wrong.
Okay, see you, Mark.
What he should do is what mayors used to do, and that is they should address it. So if you text or page, and look, it isn't about me. Ask any host, ask any reporter about Peduto. He's either really, really late for interviews, or he doesn't show up at all. So look, if he says something like, go to the mall, and you text him 3 or 4 times, Mayor, can you just clarify this? He responds on Twitter. This is what Trump does. Why? Because he doesn't have to deal with you on Twitter. And here's what he said on Twitter. Hey, if KDK wants to spin it that way for clicks, not much I can do. Okay. Go ahead, Rich.
Hi, Marty. How are you doing today? I haven't talked to you in a long time, but I'm a heroin addict. I was a heroin addict. And a lot of the time I spent was downtown Pittsburgh between the years of 2000 and 2004. I was on methadone.
I remember.
Downtown was a meeting place. It wasn't a meeting place necessarily for getting help, although there was some. It was more... partially because of public transportation,
right.
When you're living the kind of lifestyle everything meets in Pittsburgh as it always did.
So what's the mayor, what's the message he sends when he says this, Rich?
The mayor, you still got to, people still have to be treated with respect.
Right.
And some of the panhandling is different than, I'm not down there a lot anymore, thank God, because when I was down there, it wasn't any good for me. But it's different now. It's
aggressive,
even
sir.
Even me back then doing that stuff, there was a level of what you didn't do and a level of fear and respect from
right.
the cops.
That's right.
At the same time that I'm sticking a needle in my
That's
arm,
right.
I still respected the cops. It's
right.
changed.
It's changed. It's dangerous. Thanks, man.
I'm glad. I don't know what to do.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. I mean, I've been off drugs for 15, 14 years
oh,
now.
Oh, you're the man.
I still struggle. I still struggle with other things related to the life I led then.
Yep, it's true. I love you. Got to go to traffic. So I come in this morning, I say hi. Tamara says hi. Lynn Hayes Freeland. Come on, you got to do better than that. Come on, how about a nice hello, man?
Hey, Marty,
there
how's
go.
It going? It's Friday.
You
I'm
eat
happy
on the air, though.
I hear.
I can tell when you're eating on the air. You think you're sneaking it past people. I can hear that.
No, I'm not.
You're always having a little treat on the air.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? It's birthday day today. Birthday cake day.
I saw you sliding by with some cake.
Birthday cake today.
Yeah. I saw you.
I had to jump in.
I watched everybody come past here.
I know.
What's
I
up
know.
Today?
Well, you know, we got a lot going on today. We, this whole taking money away from some of our military bases to fund a wall. Yeah, a lot of folks aren't feeling that. We're going to talk with Judge Kim Clark on exactly what's going on at the ACJ, the county jail, this oversight board. It's a mess. It's just been a mess. She says, as the president judge, she's going to clean it up. And then the other thing that hits close to home for me, disparity rates, breast cancer in African-American women. Why don't black women do well with breast cancer battles? We're going to talk about that.
Because you've been through it.
I have. That's why I say it's close to my heart.
But you were aggressive about taking care of it.
I was. Yeah. But you know what? A lot of times there are obstacles. You know, it's one thing for us to say. I remember even when I was getting treatment and they said something about, well, when you go back to work, I was like, I'm not going to work today. And they said some people have to go to work because otherwise they don't get paid.
I've seen it.
Yep.
Lynn Hayes is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.